T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Timberwolves back at it tomorrow night. They take on the Denver Nuggets at Target Center. Pregame 5:30, tip after 6. Cal Soderquist turns it over to Alan Horton here on News Talk 830 WCCO. There was a brawl in the third quarter of that loss to the Orlando Magic last night. 5 players were ejected. Mo Bamba, Jalen Suggs, 4 of the Magic, Austin Rivers, Jaden McDaniels, and Taurean Prince also thrown out of the game. It started apparently when Austin Rivers went over to chat with Mo Bamba. Bamba on the bench, Rivers on the floor. Brawl ensued, 5 ejections. Timberwolves a furious comeback in the fourth, but come up short. Chris Hine covers the Timberwolves for the Star Tribune and joins us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Chris, always good to visit with you. I hope all is well.
I'm good, Steve. How you doing? Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, good. It's been a weird season, and last night was a weird game with the brawl and the losing to the Mavericks, or the Magic. Not particularly a good team. Not down there with the Spurs or the Pistons, but a disappointing night for the Timberwolves for sure.
Yeah, this is kind of what they do, right? Like, we see them play good games against good teams. They have the big win against the Warriors the other night. And then, you know, 2 nights later, they're still at home, and here come the Magic, you know, one of the worst records in the league in the Eastern Conference. And they lay a dud. You know, it was the most predictable letdown game you could see coming, because that's who this team is. They lose to Detroit twice. They lose to the Rockets. They lose to Charlotte. They lose to the Spurs twice, and now they lose to Orlando. So this is just what they do. For better or for worse, it's one of the flaws that this team has. It just can't seem to get the necessary focus when these kind of lesser teams come into town.
Yeah, and Anthony Edwards did not get an all-star reserve spot. Handled it well, by all accounts, the quotes, what he said. Your colleague at the Star Tribune, Patrick Royce, did a nice piece on Anthony Edwards about, you know, answering the bell night in and night out, etc. But you did sense that still there's got to be a letdown. We're human beings. He's a human being.
Yeah, I think so. You know, it's always a nice honor to get something like that.
Sure.
You know, and I think his teammates seem to be a little more ticked off on his behalf than maybe he was, at least outwardly. But Ant, you know, I think you're seeing with Ant at least a little pattern of a little bit of disrespect in a way. You know, he was the number one pick, so, you know, that's not a lot of disrespect right there. But since then, you know, he didn't win Rookie of the Year. He was second place to LaMelo Ball. You know, he was in the contention for the All-Star game this year, and even last year a little bit. Gets passed over for it. So 3 years in the league now, and he's been passed over for some of these honors that have gone to other people. So, you know, we'll see how he uses it. Does that become a motivating chip on his shoulder? Does it not? Does he really not care about it? But I do think that if he had made it, he would have been all smiles and happy yesterday. You can't help but be. So yeah, I do think multiple All-Star games are in his future, so I don't think there will be too many more years and he'll have to wait for that.
Yeah, so the Timberwolves in a spot where they come back, and we'll see who is available. I would assume that they are going to be even more shorthanded tomorrow night against the Denver Nuggets based on what transpired on Friday night. So it'll be a tall order against a very good team.
Yeah, you know, the interesting thing to note is the last time Denver was here, they were playing on the tail end of a back-to-back that's happening again tomorrow night. The Wolves won that game. And I think it's interesting to note, too, that for the first time in a long time, the Wolves just released their injury report. Jordan McLaughlin is listed as questionable for tomorrow.
Wow.
He has not played since December 9th. So him being upgraded to questionable could be a huge boost if he's able to go for them. Probably might be rusty at first, of course. Might have to play himself back into shape a little bit. But there's no doubt that this team has missed his presence on the floor these last 2 months or so. And so getting him back in any way, shape, or form in coming days here is definitely an encouraging sign for this team.
Yeah, and against Denver, a team that, as you pointed out, the Timberwolves have had success, but you know they are really good and have a phenomenal big guy, Nikola Jokic. I mean, fun to play for the fans to get out and see, you know, a big guy that plays the game that way is it's cool.
It is. It's been revelatory just the way he just commands a defense's attention, what he's able to do, how he's able to pass and get people open. And, you know, it was interesting to see kind of the strategy the Wolves have employed against him. The last time they played against him in Denver, they basically used a strategy where they weren't doubling him, because one of the reasons why they wanted to do that was they didn't want Denver to kill them from the three-point line. If they doubled Jokic, he was probably going to find open teammates eventually around the three-point line. The Wolves were willing to kind of trade the twos that he might get for those threes. It almost worked. I think they were shorthanded that night in Denver, and they almost came away with a victory. Their offense went dormant in the last 2-3 minutes of that game. So it'll be interesting to see how they choose to attack Jokic. I imagine they'll probably employ some sort of the same strategy, especially if Rudy is out there and is able to defend him, you know, at the high post and in the lane. So it's always a little chess match there. But the Wolves in the last two seasons have had some success against Denver, whereas before they struggled to beat the Nuggets. So it'll be interesting to see what transpires tomorrow night. But I do think the Wolves think they can beat Denver, and they at least have a game plan to deploy against Jokic.
You know, and I was going to ask, and I don't know if you know this, but is it automatic that Rivers, McDaniels, and Prince are out tomorrow night because they were ejected?
No.
Okay.
I don't think so. No. I was told earlier today the league is sorting through that. It's going to take a little while. You know, it might not happen until tomorrow morning when they might announce these things. So we just got to wait and see when the league puts out a release. Could be tonight, could be tomorrow morning. You know, it will be before game time tomorrow. Obviously, it'll have to be. But, you know, I just don't have an exact timing on when that'll happen. But, no, I don't think you should assume that all three of them are going to be out. You know, the league is kind of sifting through all the various pieces of that today.
Yeah, and after watching it and seeing the replays of this thing, I'm thinking to myself, okay, Bamba and Rivers, you know, the two primary combatants, everybody else in that situation, I was just surprised that, you know, Suggs got tossed. He was trying to go in and break things up, and you could almost say the same thing about McDaniels and Prince. So I would be shocked if Suggs for the Magic and McDaniels and Prince for the Wolves would be suspended going into tomorrow night. I wouldn't be surprised to see Rivers on the sideline, but that's just my
thought. We'll see. I think, actually, what's interesting to note about that is Austin Rivers, in his post-game comments last night, actually said the thing that stuck with him the most was when Suggs came in and basically tackled him. He actually almost like what was he kind of felt embarrassed at what happened with Mo Bamba, that it got out of hand. But he said the thing that kind of stuck with him was the fact that Suggs came in and basically neck tackled him to the ground. So I actually wouldn't be surprised if Suggs got a game or something like that.
Oh, wow.
It's one thing to try and break up a fight. But usually you gotta, you know, if you're on a team, you gotta get your own guys away from the fight. You can't be like coming in and taking out guys from the other team.
Yeah, good point.
I think would be their point. So I would be surprised, just personally, my own personal thoughts, I would be surprised if anything happened to Prince and McDaniels. I'm still not sure why exactly they got ejected. And if you can't really tell on the video, it seems like the ejection is punishment enough. So I would be stunned if they were suspended in any way. Rivers, I wouldn't, I would expect a suspension. You know, that's just me talking, not on anything
for sure
that I've gleaned via reporting. And Bamba, I would assume, maybe would get a few more games than Rivers because he did come off the bench, which is a big no-no in the NBA, and started basically swinging at Rivers. So I'd be surprised if their punishments were equal. Bamba should probably get a heavier punishment. But you never know when the league sorts through this, what they're looking at and what they're using to decide things. So we'll find out either later tonight or tomorrow morning.
Yeah. Crazy incident, though, last night. Chris, always good to visit with you. Thanks for the time.
No problem, Steve. Anytime.
All right, there he is, Chris Hine, covers the Timberwolves for the Star Tribune, online at startribune.com, and joins courtesy of the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. We'll be right back. Put a wrap on things here at News Talk, 830-WCCO.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.